This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. On the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just simply being part of the conversation. And, you know, be part of the conversation in more ways than one. You know, whether you're in the chat room talking back and forth with some of the other people, we've got a live chat room on the website. We also have the Facebook feed thingy. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, Gerard Lamero is going to join us. Well, Dr. Gerard Lamero is going to join us. He's written a book called, well, he's written plenty of books, but his latest one is More Great News for America. And one of his recent blogs, right what we're talking about tonight, is Social Media versus Freedom of Speech. Is social media really an affront to, a danger to freedom of speech? I'm just asking. So, if we don't control, if we don't guide social media, what's going to happen? Because, you know, the liberals aren't going to be, oh, God, we have to get the conservatives a voice. It's not going to happen. You know that. So what are you willing to do to make change? I know, I was on this last hour, too. What are you going to do to make changes? Right? What are you going to do to make sure that this doesn't keep happening? And by the way, you know, we've heard Pelosi and others talk about... I know, I'm all over the place. What do you want from me? It's just my nature. We've heard Pelosi talk about how secure our borders are. Remember that? You know, our borders, oh, my God, you know, we're not having any problems. The problems at the border aren't what they used to be, where MS-13 gang member arrested again after he re-entered the U.S. illegally. Again. A deported member of a dangerous MS-13 gang was arrested Saturday in Arizona when border agents caught him after he illegally crossed the border. Now, Reyes Guzman Umanzor, 35, of Honduras, well, you know, he's running away from his crime-ridden village. Now they're crime-free, and we have them. So what can I say? He was taken into custody after agents patrolling in Nogales, roughly an hour south of Tucson, found he allegedly re-entered the U.S. He didn't allegedly. If they dropped him off in Honduras and he's back in the U.S., he didn't allegedly enter. He's here. He was with a group of three others. Upon processing, it was discovered one of those apprehended was Guzman. The MS-13 gang member was previously arrested for DUI and drug possession, was later deported. And that's by, you know, according to Homeland Security. They're the ones that dropped him off. The other three people who entered the U.S. illegally with Guzman have previous immigration violations and removals from, you see, they're repeat offenders. This is not going to stop anytime soon. Seriously, you know what we should do? We should take the U.S. military facilities that we have along the borders. Let's turn them into internment camps or whatever you want to call them, prisons, whatever makes you feel better. Okay? They come over. Let's put them in prison for a little bit. Let's not make it happy for them. We'll fly the plane right up to the edge of the camp, blow them in, and take them home again. What do you think? I mean, at some point in time, you've got to enforce the law. At some point in time, you've got to make things right. How'd I get on this? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And, you know, did you guys hear today all the dust up over Tiger Woods? And I'm not a big sports freak. Don't pay attention to this stuff. But I was listening to CNN, ESPN, the rest of them going out of their minds because Tiger Woods simply said, ready for this? I want you to hear the vulgar words, the things that he said that was so bad. Tiger Woods said that we should at least respect the office of the presidency. And they went out of their minds. How dare he say anything nice about the president? Well, really, technically, he didn't say anything nice about the president. He talked about having respect for the office. Okay? And ESPN's host, Max Kellerman, right? It made him angry, made him nuts that Tiger Woods would say that. Woods was asked after final round at the Northern Trust on Sunday about the relationship with Trump. He urged people to respect the office of the president. He's the president of the United States. You have to respect the office no matter who's in the office. You may like, dislike him personally or his politics, but the office is the office. Kellerman blasted Woods' remarks, saying it was a thoughtless statement dressed up as a thoughtful statement. Right. Because, see, this proves again how much they think they're so much smarter than we are. They've got it all together. We need to listen to them. We need to do what they say. And again, I say to you, and we're the fascists? Are we serious? And it either holds in contempt the intelligence of people who hear it, or else it's just a stupid thing to say, he went on to say. To say you must respect the office, Tiger, be clear. Are you saying that the office therefore confers respect on them? Look at you, I'm butting in here. You guys used to say this to us with Obama all the time. That we didn't have to like Obama, but we had to have respect for the office. This is why I say it's selective recall for these people. It's fake outrage. It can't possibly be real because it only seems to work for one side. It only seems to apply to one side. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, a woman, my mother, my brother, my sister, and me, to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back.
Sam, put your name.
There's going to be a lot more world lighting up as we go on here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. This just in. China was hacking Hillary Clinton's private server in real time. Is this really news, people? Seriously. Anybody surprised by this? Anybody did not know this was going on before? Because if you didn't, maybe this is the wrong show to listen to. I don't know. I won't tell you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And not just to keep in line with what we've been talking about, but you know how I feel. I mean, when it comes to social media, when it comes to the control that they have, it just makes me nuts. It drives me crazy.
Now, a frequent guest of the show, well, I'd like to call a friend of the show, Dr. Gerard Lomero, joins me. He's written many books. His latest book is More Great News for America. More, you know, and the next one's going to be More Great News for America. he's written a recent piece which caught my eye today called Social Media versus Freedom of Speech, How It Fits Into What We're Talking About. Doctor, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it so much.
Oh, I love being on your show. You have a fantastic show.
Well, thank you. That makes three of us who think so now, so that's good. So, listen, your piece is perfect timing, because in the first hour I talked about social media or social mafia. Which one is it? And again, as I was telling my listeners, growing up in Boston during a time when the mafia was very heavy-handed, very prevalent, you can feel and see the oppression. You see how people feel like they have no chance. And this is what's been going on in social media, has it not?
Yes. Yeah, things like Twitter doing shadow banning, where people are sending out their tweets thinking that their followers are seeing them, but they're not. They're being essentially blacklisted or put in the dead letter office, you know, the shadow banning. Another thing is Facebook playing games with their thing that they call trending results. And there would be conservative topics that were trending high, and they wouldn't bother to report that. But on the other hand, certain topics like Black Lives Matter, which was not going up in the rankings, they put that as trending results. So people would look at whatever was said about Black Lives Matter. So it's a dual standard. They are obviously biased. And that's what this week's blog post is that you're mentioning.
Yeah, well, the scary part about all this is what I was saying earlier, is when you think about what President Trump's able to do with one tweet, when, you know, think about some of the races, some of the primaries he's been able to change with one tweet. If Twitter were to shadow ban him, if Twitter were to shut him down, make it almost impossible to get a message out, you would change the landscape, wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely. It makes a big difference. If no one in the country knows what the president is saying, and that is his mode of getting his message out, because, you know, CNN isn't going to report whatever he says accurately.
No,
I mean, that's the biased news network there. But, you know, I like to make an analogy, and that is, can you imagine if Verizon, which offers a 4G network service for people with cell phones, if they said, oh, conservatives, we're not allowing your messages, your text messages, or your voice to go over our network. We disagree with you. And suppose your gas company that heats your home, or your electric company that takes care of electricity at your home, suppose those monopolies didn't allow conservative customers to use gas and electric. Or how about water? Suppose the water utilities are regulated so the conservatives couldn't use it. Let's face it. Google search is a monopoly service that's available for everyone. You know, you have hundreds of millions of users, if not billions, in some of these social media platforms. These are monopoly services, and they should be allowed available to all Americans, regardless of race, creed, sex, political opinion, or anything else. Because everybody should be able to use monopoly services. They're monopolies. There's only one Google search. The other search companies are kind of, nobody hardly uses them. They're out there, a few of them.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Yeah, you're right. I mean, old-timers like me, I remember, I go all the way back to Alta Vista, and there was actually one before that called Gopher. And they're all gone, and the only one that anybody uses, right, the only one that anybody ever really uses is Google, and sometimes, what, Bing, right, is that's what you use. Producer Tammy uses Bing.
Use it. But, you know, same thing with YouTube. YouTube shows more videos than any other service in the country.
Yep.
And you know, they're banning conservative videos. Where do they get off banning videos just because they don't happen to like them? That's utterly ridiculous. And, you know, this is going to push the House and the Senate and Trump into legislating something that makes these monopolies and have to provide their services anywhere. And the game that they're playing now is the so-called fact checkers. So what do is they well, in one case, they hired, I think Twitter has 12 leftist fact checkers and one conservative fact checker. So you know which stories are going to get banned.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's pretty obvious that that's not fact checking. That's biased in the method so that they can get rid of most conservative articles. Well, this is utterly ridiculous. And Trump has really come out strongly, you know, with some tweets here that basically are saying this isn't going to stand. He said this is a very serious situation, and it will be addressed, exclamation point. And you can bet he's watching it closely. And I know his staff is already researching how extensive, how big this is. We know there's a PJ media study. There's some other studies that have been done. The White House is actually looking into this, and they're going to come up with some plans because they don't want to get shadow ban. They don't want to face this and have no White House messages get out to anyone.
No, again, I look at this and I'm thinking to myself, you talk about the, you know, let's go back to World War II. You know, we're talking about the real Nazi propaganda machine and how they, you know, put out information. They only allowed certain information to go out. They released things that they wanted people to believe. This is kind of the same thing. The only difference is they're stopping the truth from going out and even pushing out the stuff they really do want people to believe. I find it amazing. Just scary amazing.
And they're also eliminating the good news. I mean, today we learned that consumer confidence is at an 18-year high. And we've had, you know, 4.1% GDP growth that came out about a week ago?
Yeah.
These stories are getting pushed down so that people don't read about them.
We don't. Don't tell anybody. They'll take us off the air if you keep telling good news about Trump. My God.
Oh, gosh. I didn't think of that.
All right. We've got to go for a break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lamero will still be with us on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is charging Google with promoting negative news articles. He's blaming Google for negative press he's been receiving lately, saying the positive press is being withheld. He tweeted, Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed.
Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
Google denies they're manipulating search results to keep conservative voices quiet. The president is considering regulating social media such as Facebook and Google. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, man, I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, Mexico. No way, Daniel.
We are back.
Yeah.
And no, I don't feel like going to school anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on here in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I just want to bring him back in because I always enjoy the conversation I have with him. He's one of the few guys that I have on the show that's always on it. I don't have to worry about him being confused or being lost in the conversation. He's written several books. Latest one, More Great News for America. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. And I asked him to come on because of his recent piece, Social Media versus Freedom of Speech, and that's what we're on. Doctor, thanks for being with me. I always enjoy your
time. Oh, I'm glad to be with you. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's I love the harsh, I wouldn't say harsh in a negative way, but the raw truth that you're laying out there. You know, let's talk a little bit about what that with Orr today, right? And truly, I mean, the FBI's in a world of hurt, aren't they? The DOJ's in a world of hurt, and he's showing truly the team that was going after Trump for real, isn't he?
Absolutely, and he has selective memory loss from the leaks we have from the, you know, the closed door session. But he looks like he's one of the key players in all of this mess because, you know, here's a guy who's supposed to be working on drug cases, okay?
Right.
A big shot high up there in the DOJ and everything, and he's supposed to work on drug cases, but what do we find? He's got 63 pages of messages with Chris Steele, the MI6 former spy who was digging up dirt on Trump, which is, from best we can tell, completely false and fabricated because he was had to testify under oath. This is Chris Steele, had to testify under oath in Great Britain. And he said, well, we can't really verify it, you know. So, I mean, it's a lot of bunk. And Orr, okay, violated a whole smear of regulations, which if you have enough time, we could go through some of the federal code and give you some of the laws that he apparently broke. But, you know, he never disclosed that his wife was being paid by Democratic Party money and Hillary Clinton money to create a dossier on Trump through this Christopher Steele spy. And Orr was the go-between. I mean, Steele was talking back to the FBI after he was fired through Orr. So Orr's is talking with somebody, unreputable source. They knew it was unreputable. And he's continuing to maintain the conversation with this fellow and FBI officials. And apparently, quite obviously, we're talking about a situation where they wanted to see Trump lose, or if he won the election, they wanted to bring down the presidency. And the story just goes on and on and on in all directions. But you've got all sorts of potential violations of law here, because there are rules about you don't get involved where there's conflict of interest. Well, here his wife is making money from the same person he's dealing with. I mean, they're both working for Fusion GPS.
See, now you're questioning their integrity, and you know what makes
you think I'm not questioning it. There is no integrity. In my view,
no.
I'm not questioning it at all.
Yeah. And we would if we just think something like that, they would go ahead and jump down our throats that we need to resign. It's all over. You know, go away. Whatever. It's the dual. They don't even dual standards. There's no standards when it comes to them, right?
Yeah.
They want to hold us to a standard that doesn't exist for them or anybody else in their group.
Absolutely. By the way, he also didn't fill out his financial disclosure agreement correctly. And just to give your listeners something to think about, that's 8 United States Code 1001 that is violated. And there are a whole bunch of others. Probably federal bribery, gratuity statutes, 18 U.S.C. 201B and 201C. Honest services fraud statute, 18 U.S.C. 1346. The list, you know, every time he opens his mouth, it sounds like there's another possible indictment.
Yeah, but,
this guy's got to be in deep trouble.
But we have a spineless, and I don't know how you feel about this, you and I have talked about it, but we have a spineless Congress. They won't get off their butts and actually do something. They have no teeth in anything they do because they won't. Look it, you take one or two of these guys, you throw them in the who's gal, right? You get them on lying or what have you, and watch how the attitudes change. Because right now, it looks like the left is still in control. It looks like the shadow government is still in control, and it just never ends.
Well, let me give you the great news.
Please.
The great news is the American people are in control, and they have a great understanding of what's going on. And by the way, I did a little research, so to speak, on my own. I got invited to go, and I wasn't planning to, but somebody invited me to go to a major truck stop in the U.S., I mean, along an interstate highway where they have all these 18-wheel trucks out there and all these truckers inside. And I sat down on the counter with the person who invited me there, and I had an opportunity to listen
wow.
to all these truckers. And, boy, you wouldn't believe how much law they know, how much they understand exactly what's going on. I was amazed because I thought, gee, I've got to study this stuff, you know, 8 hours a day. But these people are listening to talk radio, like your show and others, and they learned so much. I couldn't believe how these people are really super knowledgeable. And you know what? They don't buy this. The American people, the American voters, and a lot of truckers that I heard do not buy this at all, you know, about what's been happening. And I think the reason the Congress has been weak is because it's mainly establishment Republicans. But a whole lot of them were afraid to run again and are not running. And as I said before, the indications are, the forecasts are, the Republicans will hold the House, but it'll be much more conservative. The Senate will not only be held Republican, but it'll be much more conservative. A lot of bills are going to get passed that are right now stuck in the Senate because it's too establishment-oriented. And this new Congress, which is going to be more supportive of Trump, more conservative, they're going to take action, and they're going to be helped by Donald Trump, because I think he's going to declassify all the information. I think he is either going to accept the resignation of Sessions, or he's going to fire him. And by the way, right now,
I wouldn't even wait. You know what? I would look at the results the day after the election, and I would have that firing letter on my desk.
Well, did you know that Sessions has already submitted a resignation letter? Do you know that?
That's
not well known.
Well, are you talking about the one that he submitted some time ago, not recently?
Yes, but it's never. It doesn't have a date on it, so Trump could accept it this minute.
Wow!
And tweet out.
I'm liking
this. I mean, it could be accepted today. It could be accepted today. It could be accepted at any point. But I think he's going to wait until the election is over. Why? Because it's fired up his base, and his base are like you and me and those truckers I was listening to. And those people are going to be out voting in numbers. And as we've seen in some of the results across the country tonight on the tonight's, you know, Oklahoma, Florida, right. Arizona results, and that there are more Republicans in many places voting than anticipated. And those are the same people who are going to be out in stronger force in November.
But Dr. Lomero, that's I believe that the reason they're coming out in bigger numbers, the reason they're pushing to come out, is because they understand what impeachment means. They understand that if the Dems get control, this is going to be a 24/7 impeachment process. Even though, you know, they're not going to be able to get done. But listen, I got to give you kudos for going to a truck stop. I wouldn't have thought of doing that. You know, growing up in Boston, it was always the cab drivers. You would ask the cab drivers because they were hearing all kinds of stuff, all kinds of conversations and what have you. And recently when I was in Vegas, I got a couple of cabs and drove around. Those guys are all Trumpites. They're all negative, and you would think they're all immigrants, legal immigrants here, and they can't stand the Democrats.
Yeah, and by the way, look at the economy. We're breaking all sorts of things. The NASDAQ is over 8,000 and went up again today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're breaking records left and right on the economy. We just got the Mexico trade deal.
Oh,
and
that's going to be frosting them
the
big
wall.
Deal, big time, right? I mean, think about that. It's got to be frosting the left, the fact that this new president comes in. And you notice, I knew something was up. Because there's not a lot of news coverage of this new president. There's not a lot. I mean, I'm talking to mainstream channels. They're not giving this guy a whole bunch of airtime. There's got to be a reason for that, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yep.
They don't want to say all the good things that are going on. And by the way, I got a chuckle out of Trump saying, tweeting out about the fact that the Mexicans are still going to pay for the wall. I'm talking about today. And they came back and said, we just did a deal. We didn't say anything about the wall.
Oh, you know what? I would have fun with that if I was him, too. We've got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Lomero will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Right? What is that? That's, what was that group's name? Captain... No, I wasn't... No, it wasn't a real group. Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack, whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Come on, sit down. Get back in the beach chairs. We've got a show to do here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. And I always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, Doctor, you've written quite a few books. Why don't you tell people, give a little rundown of your books and where they can get them.
Oh, wow. Well, you can get them on Amazon or anywhere else you really want them, although they're not carried in every bookstore. There are too many books out there.
But if they really want them. Of course they really want your books, man. You're right on here, and people need to see the progression. And, again, your latest book, More Great News for America.
I'll give it to you real quick. First book was called America's Economic War, and it's the economic war between socialism and capitalism. And all those democratic socialists ought to read chapter 4, The Seduction of Socialism. Why they think it's good, that's totally wrong. And then my second book is choosing the good life, which, by the way, is choosing freedom, not government control.
Right.
The third book is Renewing America's Heritage of Freedom. I think that is the best book ever written on freedom. I have a fantastic library on freedom that goes back years and years and years and years. I mean, the history. Some really great books. And I think I put together the best, and there's original material in there that you will find nowhere else on freedom. I think that's a phenomenal book, Renewing America's Heritage of Freedom. Then my fourth book was Great News for America. It's all about my study of presidential elections since 1789 and trends that keep appearing in the electorate every so often. There are short-term trends, long-term trends. And based on that, I saw the historic election of 2016 coming, and I predicted 10 things that would happen, and 9 of them came true in Great News for America. That came out in January 2016 and anticipated the election. And then I followed that up with a book about now and the next year or so, and that's called More Great News for America, and there are more predictions. I have 8 new predictions, and they're in the process of happening. And I think it's a great understanding of what's going on in the culture, the economy, and also in our politics.
Okay, I can't let you fly by this one comment, which is the trends changing. Are we, you know, from a political standpoint, the way we elect our president, what have you, do you think culture's changing? Like, you know, they talk about President Trump not being presidential, which I still don't get from their side. But I don't want Mr. Presidential anymore. I want somebody who's going to step up and fix things and make things work and not be afraid of how they say it as long as they get the result that they want. This has changed, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Well, the American people have been demanding it. They've been having historic elections of different sorts since 2010. You know, 63 House seats changed hands because the American voters wanted something different. And it's happening. And that's why 2018 is going to be a follow-through election to continue to make what this particular trend we're in happen. And we are moving into, and we've already started moving in, and it's going to get more and more, a conservative era. If you look at the whole history of the country, 241 years, give or take, you'll find that there are these big trends and these big periods of time when you have different American jurisprudence. And we were in an anti-constitutional era. That's what I called it. That would include folks like Barack Obama, who just basically ignored the Constitution to try to, you know, use his pen and his cell phone and his executive orders to run the country in violation, in many cases, of the Constitution. We have moved into a conservative era. People are going to follow the Constitution more and more and the rule of law. We're going to have a majority of conservative originalists on the Supreme Court. Trump's going to make sure of that. He's already appointed 2. Kavanaugh will be confirmed in another few weeks, and he'll sit on the bench in October. Then we're going to have 2 more. I don't think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has the health to make it through till she's 90. She's hoping to wait out Trump. I think Trump's going to outweigh her.
Did you see all the tweets going out where people were offering organs? Give her their organs so she'd stay alive longer?
You know what? I'm not sure she'll even stay awake for 5 years because the rumor is that she falls asleep during oral arguments. But at any rate, you know, I think we're going to have a conservative supermajority in the Supreme Court. That is going to undo a lot of damage from the prior anti-constitutional era. And also we're going to have a conservative House and Senate. We've got a president whose intuition is conservative. He's doing 95% right on conservative principles. He's not a conservative who reads every book like I would say. You know, some of us who read every last conservative book there is. But he is one who has an intuition for what's right, his common sense is good conservative principles. And we're going to move in that direction, and the left is going to be defeated. The subtitle on my book, More Great News for America, is How and Why the Good Guys Win in the End, and the conservatives are going to win in the end.
Okay,
and
so now
all Americans.
I'm going to throw you a softball comment that I'm sure you can run with. But Dr. Lomero, every poll today shows the Democrats up by like 9 points or 11 points, depending on the poll, to take these seats in November. How do you fight that?
Well, it's easy. You don't accept those results, because I don't. I look at every poll I can get my hands on that will tell me, like, what's the underlying model, what information are they using, what are their assumptions, and I continue to see the same mistakes that were made in 2016. There's sampling issues. There is inappropriate demographic models that are old time, you know, like 2012 models, 2008 models, and it's not 2012, not 2008 now. And there are a host of other things. For example, a lot of the polls that want to skew the results will do things like use registered voters. But guess what? Registered voters don't vote, believe it or not. Likely voters vote. You know, it's a percentage. You know, like there's like 100% of registered voters, and there's like a different percentage of people who actually do vote. Okay, and there's other things going on. You know, the old identity politics that the Democratic Party is based on is fragmenting. It's blowing up in their face. And what does that mean? Well, for example, it means that right now Trump is getting 39% support from black Americans. You know what? Their models think that Trump can only get 5% or 2%. Well, guess what? You make those kind of assumptions in your polls, and you're going to have the wrong answers. Because Trump is picking up all sorts of support from blacks, Hispanics, minorities, and, believe it or not, from Democrats. I still have the hardest time believing the numbers, but I learned a long time ago, you must believe the numbers or you'll be wrong. And one of the things that surprises me is so many Democrats are walking away. You've seen that thing, pound sign, walk away movement,
oh,
right?
Yeah. I love it. I think it's wonderful. And they're not hateful people. If you listen to, that's why I tell people all the time,
no!
It's not like somebody's been done, they've been done so wrong that they hate. Listen to their stories. They're not hateful at all, are they?
No, they just believe in basic principles like free speech. And I tell you, there is going to be a conservative renaissance in the next few years, and I talk about that as my eighth prediction in More Great News for America. You are going to see, and this is going to shock a lot of leftists, a transformation of the campuses across America.
Wow.
And the early signs are there, and it's going to happen. And when it does, believe it or not, you'll be able to talk if you're a conservative on a campus and not get stoned and not have a fire start in the room next to you. And that is going to take place, and the leftists are going to go nuts when they find out that there's freedom of speech on college campuses.
Well, yeah, no, I know. I always get the biggest kick out of the fact that you look at places like Berkeley, right? I mean, where all this started, and they don't
right.
even know it. They don't have a clue that that's, you know, that's what that campus was all about at one point in time. All right, we're running out of time here, so quickly tell people where they get more information about you.
Well, they can get more information. They can read my weekly blogs. One just came out at greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. They can go to Amazon and buy the newest book, or any of the older books that are good, too. like More Great News for America is out now. That's the newest book. But they can read. I had somebody who was on a plane tweet me or text me or something when he got down and said, I just almost finished Great News for America. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to read more Great News for America. Great. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, of course. Of course. All right. So listen, I really do appreciate your time with me, and we'll have you back on either next week or the week after. Always appreciate what you – keep writing. Keep up the good work. People, I appreciate your time, too, with me, always. You know, you're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Governor Brown is turning the sanctuary state into a crime state, and I can prove it. We'll be back in a few minutes.